Good morning from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios. Welcome to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. I am your host, your garden expert, and regular garden geek. I love plants and I love helping people with plants. This is August. We have the dog days of summer in effect right now. And I just want to wish everyone a wonderful Saturday. It's nice and hot out there and we can do a lot of gardening. Good morning, Guy. How are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I'm doing great. Did you have a good week?
I sure did.
Oh, that's wonderful. Guy is stepping in for Lizzie this morning, and I certainly do appreciate it. And we will not be taking calls today. This is a pre-taped show. We have some vacations going on here at iHeart. And so this next 2 hours is going to be all live, but it is all going to be pre-taped. You're not going to be able to call in or text. And so we do appreciate you listening in. It's going to be a fun show today. I've got a lot of great stuff to talk to you about. Also, too, this is the fruit month. This is taking care of your fruits this month. And right now, during the month of August, you should be checking your pineapples, checking them on a daily basis, because the raccoons are going to be checking on them on a regular basis. And so that you will know that they're ready to be picked. When they are really fragrant, you can smell that pineapple, which the animals can smell too, and it starts from turning yellow to orange. And I would dare say I would start to pick them when they're turning yellow, okay? And then that way they will ripen off the plant once they start that ripening process. You also want to feed your bananas and figs monthly. But lightly. You don't have to do it very, don't over-fertilize them. And you want to make sure that they are watered first so that they can handle the fertilizer. And you want to keep the soil moist and mulched. And that's very, very important. You want to give your grapes and apples and peaches their summer feedings. You want to follow the label, what you use, whether it's a 666, 888, or a 10-10-10, or a special fruit tree fertilizer that you can get from all sorts of great companies. And so, but always follow the label. The label is the law. You can also test your soil for acidity and adjust the pH if necessary. And this is important, especially when you fertilize, because if your plants are not planted in the right pH, that soil around them is a different pH, like it's 6 to 7 pH, and you're growing blueberries, and they need to be at 4.5 to 5.5 pH. You can put down the fertilizer, but the plant isn't able to absorb it correctly. So that's very, very important. So make sure that you're testing your pH on a regular basis and do a soil analysis at least once a year on your landscape. And we just had a great show a couple of weeks ago where the University of Florida, Dr. Brian Unruh, told us about the very new University of Florida soil test kit that they are partnering with Agritech. And this is a very easy soil analysis that you can get the results in 3 to 4 days. And you can do it right online and send it off. And it's a really great way to do it. And if you do it before September 1st, they will give you a $5 discount promo code. And that $5 off on the kit, and the kits are $29.95. But you can get that $5 off if you put down the code UFNOW, UFNOW, all one word. Okay, that's a little tip. You can also go back and listen to the show on iHeartRadio or on betterlawns.com, and you can hear it all over again and or wherever you listen to podcasts. Also, sticking with fruits, seeds of melons and pumpkins, you need to plant them right away so that they can get so you can harvest them before the winter time. So early August, we're just right here at the mid section of August. So, get them in this weekend, if at all possible. You want to start your transplants that you started in July. You can go ahead and plant those from now until late August. And you can also plant quick growing warm season vegetables mid-August through early September. You could do that. Now, one of the things, if you are buying plants at your nursery or at any of the box stores, you want to make sure that you're not buying weeds, okay? I never buy weeds, all right? So when I'm standing there in line waiting to get checked out, I go through all my pots and I just take my fingers through the upper kind of 1-inch portion of that pot, and I pull up all the weeds that are in those pots, and I place them in a bag and leave it at the counter. You don't want to take those home. So if you're taking plants home that have weeds in them, when you plant them, those seeds are going to go in, and you get to start your own weed garden. All right, so make sure you do not buy any weeds. Clean the pots out before you take them home. Now, you can also give your tomatoes an extra large container, and you want to keep tomatoes right now moist. Just consistently, not over-watering, but just making sure that they stay moist. Now, that is because when tomatoes don't get, or they get inconsistent watering, they get blossom end rot. So you heard that blossom end rot is a myth, that it's a calcium deficiency and you got to put calcium on it. That's not true. What blossom end rot is that the plant can't absorb the calcium that's there, and so they get the blossom end rot. Now, the way for them to be able to absorb the blossom end rot is that you need to keep them moist consistently, not over-watering, but watering every couple of days so that the soil stays moist. And with the rainfall we've had, that's pretty easy to do. You don't have to even add any extra watering. Feed your sweet potatoes monthly now and get ready to harvest potatoes in 100 days. And then you can apply also to feed your citrus with a 1/4 pound of citrus fertilizer per inch of trunk circumference. This August, you're going to take care of your fruit trees and your, you know, transplants and vegetables. We've got a lot more great information coming to you. We're going to be talking to Dana Venrick, owner of Quality Green Specialist. He's going to be telling us more about fruit trees, and this is the month to do it. So we are not taking phone calls or text message today. This is a pre-taped show, and so we will be back with you and more Better Lawns and Gardens after the break. From the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, if it's Saturday morning, you're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network. For harvesting fruit, with us right now is Dana Venrick. He is the owner of Quality Green Nursery in DeLand, 335 West Michigan Street. And he is with us to talk to us and tell us what we need to be doing so that we can have great harvest too on our fruit trees. Good morning, Dana. How are you?
Oh, good morning, Teresa. I'm fine. How are you today?
I am great. We've had a great summer of harvesting fruit. And so one of my big questions, and one I get asked a lot, is how can you tell when a mango is ripe?
Well, you want to check the size of the fruit and check the your chart to see when they ripen. For example, the Glen gets ripe in June and July, and so you want to look for them at mature size, and then when they start to turn a little color and they start to drop from the tree, then it's time, you know, to pick it, and then they'll ripen perfectly, you know, like in the patio where it's warm,
right,
in the warm room.
And so will they ripen,
you know,
off of the tree?
Is that all that those squirrels were eating all of the fruit.
Oh.
They started eating big chunks of fruit.
Yeah, so I mean, that's what the secret is, to get it before the critters find out. And so
absolutely, you want to beat the critters.
Will they ripen off the tree very easily?
Yes, if you don't pick them too early, if you see that they're full size and they start to drop, they will ripen perfectly, you know, but there's one variety, the Malika. It's a dwarf tree from India where you have to pick them ripe green. In other words, they will not be changing color yet. You look for like a bigger full-size shoulder on the fruit and just a slight hint of color starting at the top of the fruit.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put them in newspaper. In 1 to 2 weeks, they'll ripen green that way.
Wow. Okay, I've never heard that before. And so can they get Malika mangoes from you?
Yes, we have Malika. We also have East Indian, which is just ripe in May.
Thank you.
News Center.
The Eagles square off against the Dolphins in Philly tomorrow, while the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are set to host the Atlanta Falcons in an NFC South showdown at Raymond James Stadium. Buccaneers wide receiver Mike Evans on the importance of winning a tough divisional game early in the season.
That's important. You know, last year, you know, we had the opportunity to gain some ground early in the season, and then we didn't do it. So this will be a great time to, you know, take control of this division.
The Buccaneers kick off at 1 o'clock, while the Dolphins face the Eagles 8 o'clock at night. The Jaguars are off this week. Recent employment data from Florida Commerce says Florida's unemployment rate was 2.8% in September, lower than the national rate of 3.8%, and that's an all-time low. Florida gas prices have been coming down. AAA reports this morning's price for a gallon of regular in Florida is $3.23, and that's 11 cents cheaper than last week. With Florida's News, I'm Tim Adkins.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E, DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
Looking for top-notch personal protection? The Smith & Wesson Equalizer is here to level the playing field. Easy-to-rack slide, easy-to-control ergonomic grip, it's designed for you. With a 10, 13, and 15-round magazine included, size up for better control or size down for easier concealment. Don't miss out on the opportunity to upgrade your safety. Visit your local dealer now. To learn more about the Equalizer, visit smith-wesson.com. Smith & Wesson, empowering Americans. All capacity sizes may not be available in your jurisdiction. Be sure to check your local laws and regulations.
Are you a business owner, CEO, or responsible for marketing? If you are, iHeartMedia can help you reach your goals and find new customers. We reach more consumers in your target area than anyone else, and we can give you access to those potential customers more cost-effectively. Across radio, digital, podcasting, and social, we'd love to show you how iHeartMedia can work for you. Get started today at iHeartAdvertising.com. That's iHeartAdvertising.com.
Did you know that your home will go through probate if you pass away? Probate is expensive and people want to avoid it. Hi, I'm attorney Tom Olson, host of the Olson on Law radio show. At the Olson Law Group in Orlando, we are all about helping people to avoid probate. We have free booklets on easy ways to avoid probate. To get your free easy ways to avoid probate booklet, call the Olson Law Group in Orlando or go to our website, OlsonLawGroup.com.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at Dial Duron Service Company.
You know, you don't have to put off fixing plumbing problems in your home anymore. I mean, you could just ignore that clogged drain or visit DialDuron.com to take care of your plumbing problems. Dial Duron Service Company. License CFC 1429066.
Now you can relive the greatest moments from our 2023 iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Streaming only on Hulu.
Lenny Kravitz kicks things off with his biggest hits.
Foo Fighters get the whole crowd singing along.
Tim McGraw debuts his new song live.
Public Enemy brings the 90s hip-hop energy.
Fall Out Boy covers a classic while literally on fire. And so much more.
Relive the greatest moments from our iHeartRadio Music Festival.
Streaming now only on Hulu for a limited time.
Now, here's this week's iHeartRadio countdown of the top trending songs.
Since debuting 3 weeks ago, Doechii hasn't moved from the 5 spot with her breakthrough single, What It Is. Falling back to the 4 spot this week is last week's number 1, Nicki Minaj, Ice Spice, and Aqua with Barbie World.
And I'm bad like the Barbie. I'm a doll, but I still want to party. Pink felt like I'm ready to bend. I'm a 10, so I pull in a can.
Doja Cat is up 1 spot this week with the first single off her just-released 4th studio album, Scarlet. Paint the Town Red is your number 3 song.
I said what I said. I'd rather be famous instead. I let all that get to my head. I don't care. I paint the town red.
Taylor Swift may have the number 1 movie in the country this week, but Cruel Summer remains at number 2 on the countdown. That means our new number 1 is SZA, finally reaching the top with Snooze, your top trending song.
How can I snooze and miss the moment? You just too important. Nobody like you do.
And those are your top trending songs of the week. Hear them all on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. Well, it's all about you right now. If you have a gardening question, you can call us at 888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And I just want to wish everyone a happy new year who's texted and wishing us just a wonderful holiday season. So it's nice to hear them out there. And everybody who signed in on our Facebook page on Better Lawns and Gardens, we just really sincerely appreciate them.
Yeah, that was really sweet of you all. So thank you for that.
So the tropical plants got zapped by the freeze, that polar vortex that came down. I saw damaged split-leaf philodendrons. Cardboard palms got hit. Tibicinas, Ixoras, Crotons, pinwheel jasmines, sweet almond bush, and also hibiscus. And so Tom McCubbin's thermometer had 29 degrees for about 4 hours. And the thermometer near his house said it got down to 32. So it appears the ground gave off enough heat to keep most of his plants above 32. So that was good. And in North Florida, though, Jim had 19 degrees on Christmas Day. That was his low. It only got up to 31 on Christmas Day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so that was pretty cold. And Bob had 15 degrees out in his pasture, so we really did get hit. And so this morning, the text message, we have someone who's living in Brantford, Zone 8B. It was 41 last night, and at 11 p.m., well, he said the weather bug only predicted it get down to 41 degrees. And that surprised me how cold it got last night. I wasn't really prepared for it. But North Florida, the weather stations were saying it was only going to be 41. And at 11 p.m., our listener said it was actually down to 34 degrees. So that is cold. Now, what does freeze damage look like? Well, tropicals can look like they're wilted or they're turning to mush. And then also the foliage may be brown and just hanging down, completely frozen, killed leaves or tissues. They may appear not brown like you do when you see it getting sunburned or underwatered. They're going to look tan. It's going to be a creamy brown damage for when it's frost damage. And so it's going to appear like it's bleached. So succulent growth may just completely melt. Instead of just, you know, turning brown. So that's going to be sad because it's just going to frozen inside. All that liquid inside those succulents is just going to freeze. And then when it melts, it's going to be overwatered. And so leaf drop within a few days indicates that your trees or your plants are likely just damaged, but they're not killed. Sometimes the leaves stay on and the plant recovers still. I was at one home yesterday in Mount Dora at Loch Leven, and he's already got new growth coming from his hibiscus that was particularly zapped with the cold weather, but it's already starting to recover. Now, here's the recovery aspect of it that I need to tell you. Wait. Please be patient and do not cut your plants back. That kind of burn or frost damage is really going to protect them from getting more damage and dying. Because the next freeze that comes along, if you cut your plants back, they're going to start to regrow again. And those new leaves are going to be even more damaged with that with the next frost or freeze damage. And it's going to die. So by not cutting it back, it's going to kind of stay in a dormancy period. And it will not send out new growth. And it'll be protected naturally. Okay, so I still recommend that if we're going to get a freeze, and it may happen, you know, over the next couple of weeks through March 15th, we could get more freezes. You want to have that frost blanket on so you can throw it on real quickly and protect your plants and leave it on for a few days without having to remove it. So the frost blanket is one of the best ways to keep your plants, your tropical plants, from freezing. Also, too, again, just really stating, do not cut your plants back right now. HOAs can't demand that you cut them back. The grass is going to be fine. Your zoysia is going to turn, you know, brown. That's normal in the wintertime. Your St. Augustine, if it got damaged, it's going to recover, too, as well. You know, that's one of the upsides of living in Florida. We don't have to shovel sunshine. And, yes. You know, and it can get cold. But it will recover. We just have to look at, you know, brown things for a little while. The cypress trees are magnificent right now.
Oh, exactly. Yes.
They look that bright orange red, mm-hmm. and they look incredible. And so we do have a fall color. It lasts, you know, in January for a few days.
And what's so crazy, though, as a Floridian, you kind of look at that if you're not used to them and you're like, oh, the tree's dying. But no, that's exactly the way it's supposed to look.
It is. And, you know, we're just not used to it. I think people, you know, especially with the attractions and, you know, the fantasy worlds that we have in Florida, that you want it to be green year round. I actually like a change of seasons,
me
a little
too.
Bit of color. But everything in my yard can handle a freeze. And so, you know, that's the key. The secret is to have the right plant in the right place. Know your zone. Know how cold it can get. And we're subtropical here, north of Lake Okeechobee. And that means that occasionally and possibly back-to-back years, we're going to get a freeze every year. But we're going to get these monster freezes every 5 to 10 years.
Now, a funny story is during the Christmas break, we were still had the Good Morning Orlando show. So Simon Conway came in to fill in for Bud. And so we had someone type in and it said, I think it said zone 8B. And then it gave a temperature and it gave some dates and some other stuff. And then Simon and Alan were all kind of going, is this some type of code? Are they like they're trying to target us or what? And I started laughing. I'm like, no. But how could someone find out what zone they're in, Teresa?
Okay, that's really good information. So the USDA has a zone map that you could just put in USDA garden zones. Okay, and it will bring up the map. This is a standard map for the whole country, and you can find out your zone or put in, you can Google garden zone and put in your zip code.
Okay.
And then it will come up and it'll tell you what garden zone you're in. So that's, you know, exactly. Now, watering. You don't want to overwater right now, even if it gets warm. Once every 7 to 10 days is all we need right now. A lot of these plants will need to be watered if we don't get rain. But we have rain coming Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. So no need to turn on irrigation systems. If you'd like to give us a call, you can call us at 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. We're going to be right back. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens, and this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.
Here's the easiest puzzle in the world. Where can you get a daily dose of fun, audio-friendly puzzles? The solution is obvious. The Puzzler Podcast with AJ Jacobs. Listen to The Puzzler on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Dispatch, this is Mindy at Dial Duron Service Company.
You know, you don't have to put off fixing plumbing problems in your home anymore. I mean, you could just ignore that clogged drain or visit DialDuron.com to take care of your plumbing problems. Dial Duron Service Company. License CFC 1429066.
Jim Colbert here. Join me daily on News Radio WFLA Orlando 12 to 3 for your Embers Only Cigar of the Week. Brought to you by Corona Cigar Company. Luxury cigar lifestyle, fine spirits, and relaxation await at your nearest Corona Cigar. Dr. Phillips, Heathrow, downtown, or online at coronacigar.com.
Tiffany absolutely hated her job.
I was living paycheck to paycheck on a dead-end job that I did not like.
She'd been considering a change with My Computer Career.
I was able to qualify for financial aid.
Just 2 nights a week in a classroom and studying from anywhere online opened up a whole new world to her.
I get job offers all the time. IT is practically recession-proof.
Become an IT pro in just months with zero experience at mycomputercareer.edu.
I highly recommend My Computer Career.
It's not rocket science. It's mycomputercareer.edu. This is one student's experience. Individual results vary.
Over the past few years, the COVID-19 pandemic has affected how we live our daily lives. Today, we also face a mental health pandemic that threatens our well-being as we attempt to rebuild our social networks and communities.
The pandemic has reminded us to value family, community, and our human connections. However, it has also left many of us feeling more isolated, confused, and alone, struggling to find meaning amid loss and uncertainty.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges. But many of us do not understand what we are facing or know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we understand what you are going through, and we are here to help. Our vision is to build a mentally healthy nation for all. We work every day to eliminate stigma, combat mental illness and substance use disorders, and advance mental health. If you or someone you love needs help, you are not alone. Please visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
Has America been fair to Donald Trump? He's, you know, it's similar to WWF as a child growing up, and they just played these sides where it was all scripted and manipulated by the people behind the curtain, dictating the outcomes of who's going to be champion.
News Radio, WFLA, Orlando.
You keep calling and can't get through.
But you want your voice heard, right?
Your opinion matters. Be a part of the Good Morning Orlando team with our new TalkBack feature. Simply download the free iHeartRadio app, like and follow WFLA Orlando. Click on the microphone icon and give us your thoughts. The new TalkBack feature, giving you a voice on News Radio WFLA Orlando.
Question: what will you find on all over-the-counter or OTC medicine packages to help you choose the right drug and use it safely? The answer? The Drug Facts label. This label lists the medicine's active ingredients and purpose, how much to take, and warnings you should know before using it. Remember, even OTC medicines you buy without a prescription can cause side effects you don't want. So follow the information listed on the Drug Facts label. For more information, visit fda.gov/drugfactslabel. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Girls and boys in poverty around the world are dreaming of a better life. Thanks to Children International and friends like you, dreams are coming true. Together we help children to learn, grow, and thrive. Learn more at children.org.
And welcome back to Better Lawns and Gardens. I'm Teresa Watkins. If you'd like to give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text me at 23680. And the text line's going crazy. I'd like to thank, Jill in Sebastian. And she is saying, when can we start fertilizing citrus and mangoes? In March. Okay, so you can kind of wait until then. Do not fertilize anything right now except your cold season winter vegetables, your annuals that are for cold season, those you can fertilize right now, but don't fertilize anything else, especially if it is damaged. Okay, so you want to wait and, kind of just wait until springtime, and we will I listen to the show, Better Lawns and Gardens, and I'll let you know when to water, when to fertilize. So should I prune off the dead branches on my plants or wait until next month? Wait till next month, Mount Dora. Okay, that's important. That'll keep your plants protected for the most part if we have any other little freezes coming along. And Apopka got a text message that said it was 42 degrees in Apopka at 6 a.m. And yeah, it was kind of cold. It caught me off guard. And so can used cooking oil be added to a compost heap? No. Do not use any kinds of oils at all in a compost pile. You will have rodents like you will not believe, but it's also going to damage everything else in the compost pile. It's never going to be able to be used as compost. So do not use that. Okay, that's a great question. I'm glad you asked first rather than ask for forgiveness. You know,
yeah, sometimes you can't ask for forgiveness.
And so, you know, that's important. Okay, so then also too, fire ants in a raised bed without adding poison. So let me just start the new year off with my little mantra that chemicals are not bad. We are made up of over 90 different chemicals. Our body is.
Right.
water is a chemical, you know, cooking oil is a chemical, you know, so chemicals are not bad. They're not poison. They can be, but then salt is also can be a poison.
Right.
Water, you can use too much of that and die from drinking too much water. So it's all about the how much you use and the toxicity and using it correctly in the right conditions.
True.
Okay. So in a raised bed with your vegetables, you want to make sure that you're using a product, okay, that is labeled for edible vegetable gardening.
Yes.
And it will say it on the label. Okay. And so there's different ones. Fertilome has some. There's also different Orthene and then also Fertilome Monterey Garden insect sprays. You can use Green Light. You can use, there's different ones that are OMRI certified, and that means for organic gardening. But then you could also just use, especially in a raised bed, if you've got a small area of fire ants, you can also just use boiling water. And, you know, it takes about 60% of them out, 50 to 60%. You might have to do it a couple of times. But I don't want you to cook your vegetables, okay? So don't pour it over anything that's close to roots or to vegetables. Use a product that's on the shelf. And again, this is another key reminder. Everything that is sold on the shelf is safe when used according to the directions and only as necessary.
Right. That's the thing, is that sometimes we tend to overdo stuff or add a little extra because, you know, a little extra always makes everything better, but not whenever it comes to this.
Right. Exactly. So follow the instructions, the label instructions, and only use as necessary. So everything is safe on the shelf when only used like that. We're taking these products off the market, not because they are inherently bad, but we can't control people, and people are using them too much, and it's ending up in our water supply. It's ending up damaging the soil and hurting the environment, but it's because people are overusing it. So that's just my little mantra right there. If you've got a gardening question, you can give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, or you can text us at 23680. So what can you be planting right now this time of the year? Asparagus, beets, broccoli, all those cold season vegetables that you can find in stews and hearty meals and, you know, just those wonderful, like, Brussels sprouts. I love Brussels sprouts. Cabbages, carrots, cauliflower, celery. We had Hop and John over New Year's, Liz.
I saw that, and it looked so good.
Oh, and the celery was so good in it. And you know what I did with the extra ends of the celery? I cut them off, and we're planting them. And we're going to grow our own new celery from our used celery.
Oh, I love this.
Yeah. So, good. And that and scallions, it's going to be great. Endive horseradish. Talk about keeping you warm. Grow some horseradish. Kale, kohlrabi, lettuce, mustard, onion sets, peas, potatoes, radicchio, radishes, roquette, rutabagas. I love rutabagas. I put rutabagas in my stew. Mm-hmm. They are so good. Spinach, Swiss chard, and turnips. We call those neeps and tatties. Turnips and potatoes. And so you can be planting those right now. And you just, you know, cold season vegetables, you can still use seeds. You can still use transplants for your garden area. So you want to never miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens. You can go to our website, betterlawns.com, or you can go to our Facebook page, Better Lawns and Gardens. You can see all the shows on iHeartRadio and then also on Audio Boom. And go to our Facebook page and like it. Make that a New Year's resolution to never miss an episode of Better Lawns and Gardens.
Right, exactly.
And you can get the show free of charge. You can download it free.
Yeah.
And subscribe to it so that you know a new show is uploaded, and that will be great. And in our second hour, you're going to want to stay tuned for that. We have this wonderful, wonderful stars of the just the big hit on PBS. It's called Garden Fit, and Jeff Hughes and Madeline Hooper are going to be joining us and telling us about all the beautiful gardens they visit and all the exercises that we can do to stay healthy. And that just fits in with our New Year's resolutions.
Oh, yes, definitely. 100%. Or New Year's improvements, because I don't do resolutions. I do Improvements,
yes, encouragement, goals, and yes, all of that good stuff. And so you can also give us a call, 1-888-455-2967, and you can text us at 23680.
And if you haven't checked out our website, go to WFLAOrlando.com because we're giving away tickets to the Jurassic World Live this next weekend, along with Michael Bolton and Steve Martin and Martin Short, along with during the week, Monday through Friday, we're doing the inflation compensation keyword during the week. So get to know our website.
I know. It's a wonderful website. It catches you up on the news. And you can see all of the shows that are on, and you can click on them and find out more about them and when they're on.
And that's where you can download the free iHeartRadio app, and then you can take us everywhere you go, or you can pull the podcast from the former Better Lawns and Gardens. Like, if you missed a New Year's Eve show, boy, did you miss a show. So you go in there and search Better Lawns and Gardens on the iHeartRadio app, and there you go.
It's right there. We had so much fun. It was great. I would like to thank Dana Venrick. You want to start off your new year by planting a native tree from Quality Green Specialist Nursery in DeLand, 353 West Michigan Street. And you can just please thank him for sponsoring the show. We bring it to you free for advertisers just like Dana Venrick, Quality Green Specialist, and Summit Responsible Solutions Studios, Black Cow, all of our great sponsors. And they're going there. Thank him for sponsoring. And in our next hour, like I said, we're going to have Jeff Hughes and Madeline Hooper, who's going to help us take care of our body while taking care of our gardens. You don't want to miss that. We're going to have much more questions. We're starting the new year off great.
We are doing very well. However, I do have to get on to our listeners. You guys have forgotten how to text. Some of you guys are throwing a city in there, but we really love to know who that we're talking to. So put your name in the city, because then obviously the city will help Teresa with knowing what zone you're in. And then, you know, we can go from there. But we really love calling you guys out by name. So it makes us feel really warm and fuzzy if we know that Jane is listening or Tommy is listening.
Or Mike from, you know, Venice. And,
yes.
You know, so, Mike's hibiscus and Ixoras and what else? The Cassia's got damaged, but they're going to be just fine.
Love it.
We are going to be just fine here. Expecting a few more freezes, which is good because, you know, we can wear those sweaters that we got, ugly sweaters we got for Christmas.
I'm going to have to say the cold weather in December went a little too long for me. Like, I like a couple of days, but it was like almost 2 weeks. And I felt like my dad was channeling through me because I kept turning the heat on. I'm like, what is this?
I enjoyed it because, like, here in Florida, our winter lasts like 3 days at the most, really cold, but the sun shines the whole time.
Yeah, and it was, I mean, I'm not really complaining because there were a few days I was able to let the house air out, which I love to do, and you can't do it during the summer in Florida, but.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. And, you know, it's just we have a great lineup for the rest of the year. Lots of great guests that are going to be on. And, again, you know, we just appreciate you being out there, and it's just great. And I'm wishing everyone a happy new year. We're going to get started.
Yeah, plan on giving us a call here in about, I don't know, like 35 minutes or so, because then we'll start taking your calls at 8:30 after we have our special guests. So.
Sure. We're going to take this break, and you can get your coffee and tea and join us from the Summit Responsible Solutions Studios and SummitResponsibleSolution.com. I'm Teresa Watkins. It's Saturday morning. You're listening to Better Lawns and Gardens. And this is Florida's Talk and Entertainment Network.